G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, February 29. I'm John Barker. Joining me this week is just Daniel Nuttall. Joel Marshall out, brackets back, unfortunately. So hopefully Joel will be fighting fit to join us next week. But Daniel, what an exciting weekend we've got ahead of us. We've got, obviously, the big one is the Australian Guineas, but also a Group 1 double at Royal Randwick. The Australian Guineas will have, as I've written in Winning Post and Best Bets this week, seen by many as a match race. They don't come around too often. According to my calculations, in the past decade, there has only been 10 occasions where there has been a Group 1 race where there's been two horses priced at under $3. Mind you, I see Alligator Blood has drifted out to $3 on this occasion. On four of those 10 occasions, neither of the two horses concerned won the race. And frankly, even though I've got those two big ones, one and two, wouldn't actually surprise me to see Superstorm, the WA horse, who's currently marked at $15. Wouldn't surprise me to see him knock them off. But what do you think?
Yeah, look, it's probably a bit unfair to the rest of the field to label as a match race. Of course, the Catalyst and Alligator Blood provide us with enthralling viewing, and that CA's Hay Stake, what a race it was. Alligator Blood just toughed it out and terrific to watch. But yeah, as you touched on, Superstorm, the West Aussie, of course, took on fourth in a Group 1 in his first preparation, and Alabama Express, a little bit of the forgotten horse. Last winner in the CF4 Stakes, beating the older horses. So unfair to label it a match race, but in the same breath, I can understand why people are, that based on the last time Catalyst and Alligator Blood took on each other. And yeah, as you said, Sydney as well, two very good races there in the Group 1s, and the guy Walter Springboard for the Coolmore in a couple of weeks.
All right, we'll take you right through the black type at Flemington. Starts in race 2, Roy Higgins Quality, listed race over 2,600.
I'm with De Beer, the 2, the Wallace Stable. Look, it was a sort of a race at Moonee Valley last start that you wanted to be on speed, and he was, and sort of eyeballed Vercluse Bay. The Stablemate had been in good form, but was too good there in the straight. Slightly up and trip to the 2,600 metres, obviously won't hurt. And only up a kilo, I think it's his race to lose. De Beer, he's on top. The 4 and next king of Lear Grants. Terrific race. Terrific run at Caulfield. Just couldn't chase down Ryan's Fender, but it was a good return from the Danny O'Brien runner. I think second up he can improve. The 3 High Bridge can mix his form, but best form is good enough. And 6 Shooting the Mob just keeps getting better as these trips get longer. 2, 4, 3, 6.
Almost identical from me. 2, 4, 3, and I got 5 Naval Warfare in for fourth. Race three. At Flemington on Saturday. For the two-year-olds, the Very Special Kids Plate over 1,000 metres at listed level.
This is a tough one. I won't be getting too much of my money this race, I don't think. With the 4 on top, I like backing these horses over the 1 start and then go for a spell. And then when they're first up in their second preparation, time is precious. The Gerald Ryan trained. It was just too speedy for them, beating one I got an opinion for in Postcode. That was back in October, in the spring. Given time, went hard in his trial, but I think there's a bit of ability about her. But yeah, she's on top, just of the 11 River Knight. I thought it run well at Flemington, the Talendert. I think there was excuses offered there. We can forgive that. The 1 Destination trialed well prior to the first up run, and 3 I Love Myself, first starter for the Greg Urell stable. I think the 9 Diamondesque has a chance at bigger odds as well. 4, 11, 1, 3.
Thought Vangelic for Waterhouse and Bolt was impressive on debut. Got that horse on top from Dotty D. Unstopper Bell and Bella Nipotina, 10, 12, 6, 5. Race 4 at Flemington on Saturday. Furphy Ale, Francis Tressidy Stakes, 1400 metres for fillies and mares at Group 3 level.
Yeah, with Sylvia's mother on top, look, I guess there is some query over the 1400 metres. The fact she hasn't run the distance, she was a good last start winner of the 1200 metres first up. She's into the second up, she's 3 from 3 second up, so terrific record. Just a little query whether she'll get over the 1400 metres. I don't think there'll be any problem. She's on top of Spanish Whisper, the 1. These two ran the Cockrum Trifecta back in August behind Pippi, of course, since won a Group 1. Classy mare, Spanish Whisper. I think 1400 metres is a good kickoff point for her. The 9 in next, Casabilly, will have to go up a few notches here to prove competitive. I think she's capable of it. She's only been racing in Adelaide and performing well over there. 1400 metres, she's 3 from 3, and the 4 Palmy in next can do something on her best on her day. 2.194.
Sylvia's mother for me as well made that my best from Fidelia, Spanish Whisper, and the closer. 2.617. Race 5 at Flemington, the TAB Shaftesbury Avenue handicap, 1400 metre Group 3.
Pretty keen on Asia Chivalry here, second up. I thought he's running the Rubiton over a distance short of his best. 1100 metres, a sprint trip, not his go. But I thought stuck on well there in a pretty good race. Second up form, very good. Of course, is a previous second up winner. Mainly raced in Caulfield last preparation. But two runs at Flemington resulted in two runner-up efforts. I think at 58 kilos, he looks well in this, and he doesn't have to necessarily lead. He can sit just off him. There's a couple of leaders here in Yulong January and Morvada, which like to go forward. With the one on top, Age of Chivalry, he's my best all day. The 7 and next, Morvada, racing terrifically well this campaign. He's grown a love of legs since coming to Melbourne. Suited up. Stays at the 1400 metres, suited at that distance. The 3 and next, Rock, might be running in Sydney, but is a classy gelding returning. And the 6 in next, Blaise Jowski, goes in exotics. 1736.
You've spoken to Peter Jolly in Winning Post this week, one of the yarns you have got on page 102. And I thought he made a good case for Morvada, so I got that on top of Age of Chivalry. Zirconi and F Troop for 3rd and 4th, 7158. Race 6 at Flemington on Saturday, ATA Bob Hoisted handicap, listed race over 1,000.
Probably a couple I want to play, and that's with the Godolphin runners at the top of the page. Haunted at the 2 is down a run in a group race in Sydney. I think he's a terrific chance wherever he goes. He's about 20 to 1 here. His first up record is very good. He's unbeaten from 3 starts. 1,000 metres, he's untested over it. Might be a little nippy for him, I'm not too sure, but at the price I'm willing to find out. Soothing in next, terrific winner when last stepping out over the Flemington 1,000 metres, well ridden by Craig Williams, and had the race shot to bits there, showed off a terrific turn of foot. Soothing, first up record, very good. I guess the only query is the 60 kilos, but on talent alone she's right in this. The 10 Causeway Girl, racing well without winning, and the 7 Gift of Power can give a sight first up at an each way price. 1.2.10.7.
Yeah, I went for the WA Raider here, Fabugino. In fact, made him my value, but comes up 3.30 favourites. Typical. To beat Embrace Me, William Thomas and God of Thunder. That is 6.8.3.4. The big one is race 7. It is the Australian Guineas, sponsored by Kennedy, worth $1 million. 3-year-olds, set weight 1,600.
I think Catalyst can turn the tables on Alligator Blood. I think just with that run under the belt and the rise to 1,600 metres, that suits him more so than it does the Van Dyke-trained gelding. Not by any real confidence, but I just think he can turn the tables. 2.40 though, probably rock bottom price for him. It is as we touched on earlier, it is a red hot field. Alligator Blood in next, a 6 in Superstorm. I've liked what he's done so far in Western Australia, and he settled closer last start, but he probably won't be as close this time around. If they can make ground, hopefully the plays fairly on Saturday. It'll be coming late, no doubt about it. The 3 Alabama Express and the 7 Chenier as well. It'll be tough to sort of narrow down a quaddy leg, but for numbers, 4.1.6.3.7.
4.1.6.3 for me too. And the last of the black type races at Flemington. Win and you're in for the All-Star Mile. It is race 8, Thoroughbred Club Blamey Stakes, a 1,600 metre group 2.
Done nothing wrong, Admiral's Joker, I don't think. He was second up off a week off. First up at Caulfield, 1,100 metres, probably a little bit short of his best, but ran on well there in the Rubiton, then up to Flemington a week later. Worked home nicely from the back of the field. He's shaping up nicely this preparation. 1,600 metres, he's unbeaten, with just the one start over the trip. I think he's going well, and hopefully he can force his way into the All-Star Mile. The 7 in next night's watch. It's a horse that's a little bit hard to catch. Always bad luck, sort of, always runs into bad luck, but it's certainly on talent, he's good enough to beat this field. The 2 in next, 50 stars, good return in the Group 1. Finds this easier. And the 5 in next, Ring-a-ding-ding, 3.7.25.
All righty, that wraps up a big program at Flemington. My best was Sylvia's mother. I can't be having Fabugino as my value bet at 3.30, so I'll go with race 3, number 10, Vangelic. Daniel's best was race 5, number 1, Age of Chivalry. Very quickly, Daniel, your value bet, race 1, number 3, Miss Norway.
Yeah, Diamond Effort deserved favourite, but she's just too inconsistent for mine to have at $1.80. I think Miss Norway's a good price. Settled closer than I thought she would at Moonee Valley. The winner sort of had the run that I thought she would, just sort of a pair off the leaders. Only started down the straight, resulted in a second, and back in slightly in grade. I think Miss Norway's a good each way bet at $11. So race one, number three, my value.
Royal Randwick is the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday. There are two Group 1s. There's also two Group 2 slipper lead-ups, and the first of those is race two, the Drinkwise Sweet Embrace Stakes for the fillies over 1,200.
Always had an opinion of Stella Pauline. She was very good at each way odds behind Away Game. It was coming out since Frank the Form in that Magic Millions race. Freshened up since then and has had a soft trial win since. I think this is the day she'll be breaking through Stella Pauline. She's on top. The one in next, Bella Nipotina. Another horse I've sort of been following. I thought it was very good on the heavy nine in that Inglis race. Gone close in all four starts. Had to run a poor race and John McNeil was down for the ride. The four in next, Supreme Idea. Look, we'll go forward with a good front-running jock and Benny Mellum and give them something to chase after basically doing that last start in the long row, and the five in next, Tillerose, Smart Filly resuming 2-1-4-5.
The Colton Geldings division is race three, the Schweppes Skyline Stakes over 1,200 metres.
Prague on top, the one. Expensive colt, he's done nothing wrong so far. He's sort of sat handy, can dictate the race in both, and he's won both pretty easily. The blinkers applied last start. I think he can go on with it. Aim is the danger. The two. Two terrific wins. He thrashed Stella Pauline at Randwick second up, and then just probably didn't strike the best going in the Magic Millions. Since trialled well. The three and next, Postcode, a colt from Vancouver I've always had a bit of time for. 2 seconds in both, but he's bumped into a couple of smart ones there. And nine, Mama Reagan for the John Thompson stable. Had a chat with him during the week for an article, and he was quite pleased with how this colt is going. Admits it is a big step up on debut, but I think the talent is there based off those trials, two trial wins. 1-2-3-9.
Your value bet at Randwick comes up in the fourth. That's the Liverpool City Cup over 1,300 metres. The Group 3 race you with number 7, Haunted.
Yeah, that's right. As I sort of touched on earlier, not sure if it's going to be here or Melbourne. He did jump out in Melbourne, so look, every chance he's there. But if he's here, Haunted, I think first up, 1,300 metres, good kickoff point for him. Very good fresh form. Jumped out well at Flemington behind a couple of smart types. I just think he was over the odds in this. What is a good field, conceding that, but $16, that's well over the odds, I think, for a horse of his ability. The five in next, Rock, another who's not sure where he's going to run, but yeah, classy type resuming. Can certainly win this first up. The 10, Vega Days, terrific win last start. Just go through the grades, and the two, Cascadian, needed the run first up, I thought, but still ran well, and certainly will strip fitter for that, I would have thought. 7-5-10-2.
Your best comes up in the fifth. That's the Guy Walter Proven Thoroughbred Stakes, 1,400 for the mares, 4 years old and up, and someone else you've spoken to, well, you mentioned talking to John Thompson, yeah. Sweet deal.
Yeah, she was fantastic first up. Wet track was a bit of a query on her, and I guess the 1,200 metres, would that be a bit too nippy for a Group 3 race? But she put all those doubts to bed. She was well rated out in front by Nash Arilla, and she was way too good for him. John Thompson, just stalking him. He could not have been more impressed with the way she won first up and the way she's been going the last sort of 12 months. I think a race for the Coolmore in 2 weeks is perfect for her. I think if they're expecting to win that, she should be really hard to beat here. Barrier 2, Blake Shin on board. I don't think you lose too much with him. We're coming over from Hong Kong. And just second up, 1,400 metres, will get a dry track. So ticks a lot of boxes. I think she's easily the best of the day in Sydney. We hard to run down, sweet deal. The 6 in next, Peruta Kawa. She's certainly a classy mare. I've got plenty of time for. Long way back first up behind sweet deal. But ran on well without threat there. Will only improve second up in trip. The one in next, Rilla and Ruby, too far back there. I was keen on her that day, and she got a long way out of her ground. Was probably never going to catch sweet deal, but with a closer run and a better barrier, she can certainly give it a bit of a scare. And two, Noir in next, 4-6-1-2.
First of the Group 1s is race 6, Heineken 3, Surround Stakes, 1,400 metres for three-year-old fillies at level weights worth $500,000.
Yeah, really looking forward to this contest. I'm a big How Romantic fan. Of course, four wins in Victoria from four starts. So wondering how she can measure up here. She bumps into a pretty smart one, smart filly in Funstar, who drawn the car park here, but I think can win a second Group 1 first up. Probably Rock Bottom Olds 340. I'm not sure I'll take that, but plenty of time for really like the trials, and she'll be certainly hard to beat here. 7 Next How Romantic, obviously got the match fitness on her side. This is her first preparation. Will she be up for a fifth run? If so, I think she can certainly give this a shake. 5 Probabil, wasn't able to beat Fun Star in the spring. They clashed a couple of times in the T-Rose and the Flight, but she's had a couple of runs under her belt, including that good win, the Cracker Million last start, and the 1 Flit in next. 4-7-5-1.
Second of the Group 1s, last of the black type at Randwick on Saturday, is race 7, TAB Chipping Norton Stakes, 1600 metre, weight for age worth 600,000.
Dreamforce is very good first up, just sort of ran into the match fit Elise, who's I think much more adept on wet tracks, stuck on well and only sort of, you know, race is only putting down probably the last 50 metres, Dreamforce there. But yes, second up will suit, back onto a dry surface, I think can provide him with his first and deserved Group 1. He's placed in 3 or 4 Group 1s, including 2 of the big miles in Sydney. So certainly gets his best chance, I would have thought, here. The 3, Tiaku Shark, of course, won a Group 1 in New Zealand first up, 1,600 metres, and is a Cox Plate place getter. He'll be the one coming late from the wide draw. The 1, Avilius, 1,600 metres, I think suits him. And the 5 in Next Fierce Impact, of course, a 2-time Group 1 winner of the 1,600 metres. Mind you, they were over in handicaps. Wait for age, last start in the oil ran well. Certainly wouldn't shock. 4-3-1-5 for me.
Okay, that wraps up a big card at Randwick. At Morfordville on Saturday, we're gearing up for Adelaide Cup weekend next weekend, and the lead-up race for that is race 8, the Medallion Homes Lord Reams Stakes, a Group 3 over 2,600, and you're with the Strathalbyn Galloper Hustle of War.
Yeah, keen to see what he can sort of, what heights he can reach his preparation. He's had 11 starts, 6 wins, 4 seconds, obviously a very good record for a stayer. He steps up to the 2,600 metres on Saturday. He's had the 1 start over 2,500 metres. That was at Morfordville last preparation, and he destroyed them there. He won that race with ease, and I'm just keen to see if he can do the same up to the 2,600 metres. He's on track for an Adelaide Cup berth, and very promising stayer on the rise. So 4 Hustle of War, we are to beat. The 3 in Next High Bridge adds a sort of a different form line to the equation, running mainly in Melbourne for Chris Waller. Of course, he is entered in Melbourne as well, so I'm not sure where he'll go, but if here, he'll certainly be thereabouts. The 10 in Next Heart of Grace bolted over 3,100, 2 back, then back to the 2,200 last start. Just missed. She's a mare that certainly wants more ground, the better. And the 12 in Next Liberty Lover. 4-3-10-12.
Okay, Daniel's best for Morfordville race 2, number 1, Overexposure. Value bet race 4, number 8, Chosen Blonde. Doombin the venue for Brisbane Racing on Saturday. There is a listed race there. It is race 8, Sky Racing Tattersalls Members Cup over 1,600.
There's Doombin race 8. Oh, it is, yes, I'm with Hallelujah Boy on top. Last start, Sydney. Just missed a horse called Gulwa, who I've got plenty of time for. The rain's coming in Brisbane. It's sort of been hanging around from now till the rest of the week. And if that track is to downgrade, it'd certainly be hard to beat Hallelujah Boy. Just loves the rain-affected surfaces. Just needs to, I think, hold that form from first up, and he'll be hard to beat. And this Spectroscope in Next, not quite sure how he managed to throw it away against New Universe last start. Hit the front and yeah, just started to lay in there, and the Universe got the win. I think he can beat that horse. I think he's got him covered, I should say. And 4, I think Silvera can run a race. 1, 2, 3, 4, market order for me.
All righty. Daniel's best, by the way, at Doombin is race 2, number 5, Rakik, and value bet race 9, number 5, Femme Fireball. Ascot is the venue for Perth Racing once again. There's a couple of listed races. BJ in race 5, the Lex Piper Stakes for 3-year-olds over 3-year-old colts and geldings over 1,600. Likes number 6, Boga, to beat 1, Cryptic Wonder, 2, Money Matters, and 4, Apache Pass. Race 8 is the Schweppes Ascot 1,000 guineas over 1,800 for the 3-year-old fillies. Also a listed race. 1, Tuscan Queen is BJ's best of the day to beat 6, Dark Mission, 4, Naughty by Nature, and 11, Lonsdale Lady. And BJ's value bet race 7, number 12, Hyperspace. It's New Zealand Derby Day as well at Ellerslie. The Vodafone NZ Derby is race 9 there. And Joel likes number 8, Reggie Wood. And that's also his value bet to beat 16, 2, Illicit, 1, Dragon Leap, and 5, Tibetan. Joel's best on the day is in a 3-year-old race over 1,300, a listed race, and that is race 7, number 2, Run to Perfection. Joel's best at Wingatui, which is the other New Zealand meeting, is race 9, number 3, Trifolium, and his value bet race 7, number 5, Johnny Jones. That leaves us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. All the form for Friday. Friday night, last of the Moonee Valley Friday nights. Saturday and Sunday, and fields for several meetings on Monday as well, plus all your favourite features and plenty of good reading. Finally, Daniel, your best $20 bet for the weekend?
I'm going to do a multi. I've been sort of going short price favourites the last couple. I'm going to be a bit more brave this week. $20 multi. Age of Chivalry, race 5, number 1, Flemington, into race 5, number 4, Sweet Deal at Randwick.
And I'm going to go Flemington, race 8, number 3, Admiral's Joker. Have a great weekend, everybody. Make plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.